Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back, lovely listeners. So, to put it in context with how I record these sessions, I got into a really good habit when I first started. Producer Pete can vouch for this, that I was so organized. I was up to date on a spreadsheet. I would do it well in advance of what I was going to talk about, when I was going to record it. It's a shared spreadsheet with Producer Pete, and then he knows when they're coming. So I would maybe batch record a few in advance and send them out. And lately I haven't been in that good of a habit with it. I've kind of been doing it a bit last minute, a bit ad hoc. I mean, it was literally because I was just getting overwhelmed with launching the academy and things. This was not purposeful. However, it has worked out beautifully because I think if I was putting things out now in the current climate, that was maybe not sensitive to what is going on in the world, you might be wondering what the hell was going on. So I just want to acknowledge that it is tough out there. The news is tough. Everything that is going on around that, it just feels like we're constantly bombarded with things that feel like we're getting a barrage of traumatic information coming through all the time. And it started 2 years ago with COVID, obviously, and it feels like it's been relentless. So I wanted to acknowledge that we're probably, you know, have been through the mill. We may not be in a good headspace. So in this session, what I wanted to do was kind of get you into a headspace of being able to pull that back. I try not to read the news. I try to control what I can by not looking at it. Just like I don't watch horror movies because they make us feel bad. I also, you know, I choose when to read the news and when not to read the news. So it's not that I'm blind to the information. I just know what's good for my mental health and what's not. So thinking about that, I thought it would be good to be able to help you to pivot to happiness. Since we last spoke, I think I've definitely done a podcast on this because I started telling you about this on this podcast and had to re-record it because I was like, damn, I did a whole podcast on this. You know this stuff. So I've definitely talked about my Tiffany box that has the little ritual that I do with the girls where we write 5 things that we're thankful for the year gone by and 5 things that we want for the year ahead. Since I last recorded an individual one of those, I actually have had my lovely little session with the girls. Is it a session? No, it's not a session, Jude. It was a night out. We normally do food at my house, but we just couldn't make it work. So we ended up going out for food and I took the little Tiffany box with me and we got our little bits of paper out and we sat round. Now, we've not done it for 2 years. We managed to do it just at the start of the first lot of lockdowns. So we had a 2-year gap. There was a year where we didn't do it, basically. So within 2 years, none of us had seen what was on the bit of paper that we'd kind of put out before we knew what awful things were going to happen in the world. I'm pretty sure, you know, we went into lockdown not long after we did our little kind of New Year's ritual. So none of us knew what had kind of happened, you know, what we'd maybe manifested or what goals were achieved in that 2-year space. And it was a really lovely reminder for me of like, do you know what? When you put it out of the universe, you get it back. And I would say 4 out of 5, I'm just trying to think there, sorry. 4 out of 5 things on my list, we always write 5 things that we want for the year ahead, came true. And for the other girls as well, it was kind of similar. One of the girls, it didn't. However, literally a week later, she got some amazing news, shout out Jo, about a job that she was trying to get and the amount of money that she wanted to earn. And she managed to smash that. And I think she ended up getting like a lot more than she'd even put out to the universe, which is huge. So big well done to Jo, even though she was sat there
around the table feeling really annoyed because one of her goals, one of her desires was to learn French and she hadn't done it. So not sure you can manifest that if you're not really putting in the effort. You can't wake up one day and all of a sudden speak French. So she knows she definitely needs to change the desire. Yeah, so 4 out of my 5 things came true. And what that reminds us of is that when we're sat, and if you're listening to this podcast and it's because you want change, you want something to happen in your life, you want something to manifest, or you want to kind of change where you are now, whether it's a job, a relationship, more income, you know, to remove anxiety, whatever your goal is, it can feel really, really painful when you haven't got the thing that you want and it's consuming your thoughts every day. And I'll definitely do an episode on this in terms of self-talk and in that mindset space. But for now, I want to help you to pivot to the good stuff, okay? So take a moment while you're listening to this podcast, while you're listening to me talking, and I want you to think about the things in your life that you craved, like deeply craved, like the thing that you're craving now, and you got it, okay? So the thing that I was reminded about, and it's funny because I sometimes drive past this spot on my way home from work, and it's where my husband used to live when we first started dating. And when you first start dating someone, so if you've been with somebody for a long time, you're going to have to dig deep on these memories, okay? When you first start dating someone, it's like, you know that feeling where you don't want the night to end? You're with them and maybe, you know, you're only getting to see them twice a week because of work or commitments, family commitments, etc. And you're spending time with that person and you really don't want that night to end because you know you're not going to see them for a few days. And it's just so, oh, it's just the best feeling, isn't it? It's like magical. And I always remember feeling incredibly sad when I left his apartment that he lived in, because I knew maybe I wasn't going to see him for a few days. And I would crave, you know, that we would live together. You know, maybe not, I don't even know if I was that, like, that ambitious that I thought we could get married at that point. I just knew I wanted to spend more time with him. And now when I drive past that apartment, like, it is a pinch me moment. It is kind of thing. And God, we live together now. We're married. And that was one of the things that was in my goals for that year ahead before COVID happened, that I would marry my partner at the time, who's now my husband. And obviously it came true. It's just so lovely to kind of think back to, I remember craving that so much. And now I get to wake up with him every morning. Although not this week, he's in Italy this week with our son. But the rest of the year, I get to wake up with him every morning. And how ridiculous would that be if I did not acknowledge that and appreciate that and sit in that moment of gratitude because I get to spend every day with him. I get to have tea with him every night and I get to wake up with him every morning. There was a time, as I say, when I craved that. And again, like thinking about the house that I live in now, you know, if you remembered being on that deep house search and, you know, putting your hopes on a house and, you know, not knowing whether it was going to go through, and that journey of buying a house can be quite stressful. And I remember the house that we live in now, it'd been on my vision board for a long time, to the point where, like, when it was originally on my vision board, it was a computerized image of the development. Whereas obviously now it's, you know, when we went to view it, it was the real life thing that you could walk through the houses, etc. And it was a tough road getting this house. It was probably not even top end of the budget. It was way over the budget. You know, setting my sights high. So it was well over the budget. We had to sell my house first. There were so many kind of things that had to come together for this house to kind of manifest and to come into reality. And I'll never forget working in my old job, coming on the train home from Glasgow. And there was many times I remember being in Ireland with work, and my husband ringing me back and forward that day because we didn't know whether the mortgage was going to get approved. And it was just, everything felt like a knife edge every day as to whether we were going to get this house or not. I remember this was a different time, so I can't remember what part of the process this was, but it was definitely kind of like the final stages, maybe when you kind of sign contracts and things. And I remember being on the train coming home from Glasgow. I wonder what I had with us, whether it was a crystal or something. I just remember putting on some music, some like meditation music on the train. I don't think anyone knows, just so you know. I wasn't sat there cross-legged in a yoga position doing it. I just remember kind of closing my eyes and listening to this meditation music and really just trying to get in a good headspace, a positive headspace about me living in this house and walking around every room. And again, craving the outcome, absolutely craving the outcome. I would picture myself walking into our courtyard. I would picture myself driving up the drive, really visualizing the utmost of trying to get this house. And I get to do that drive every day. I get to drive up that drive every day. I get to walk into the courtyard every day, going to the car. Like, I got the thing that I craved. And remembering that pain of the craving, of the lack of the not having it, to then having it, again, it would be crazy for me not to reflect on that and to be able to pivot back to those moments of happiness. Because why should I not feel happy every day that I turn the key in that door and really deeply feel how amazing it is that I got the thing that I really wanted? And I'm sure no matter what your situation is right now, you can think of something that you craved, whether it was your university degree, whether it was getting the job where you work now, whether it was the car that you really, really wanted, whether it was the house, etc. I'm sure you can think of something that you craved so deeply that you have now in your life. Or it could even be your children, you know, like, what is it that you craved that you now have, that you can sit in a knowing, loving space of going, wow, I am so lucky. I'm so lucky right now, and I got the things that I wanted. Because we know, you know, I don't need to tell you, if you listen to manifestation stuff, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that you listen to or you've read or you've watched, that when you sit in gratitude, you receive more of that. But more importantly, right now, in the current climate, we need to be able to pivot to those happy spaces, those happy moments that fill us with joy. You know, I'm not going to kind of sit here and say, you know, you should feel lucky because there's people in war. You should feel lucky because, you know, your children are safe at night. Yes, of course, you should feel all of those things. But that doesn't necessarily make you feel like you're glowing inside, because you've still got a sadness for what is out there, if that makes sense. So what we need to do is move and pivot that memory even further to kind of distance yourself to what is going on in the world, because it's not making us feel good right now. Or distance yourself, even if it's not just about what's going on in the world now, even if it's because you feel in a lack of something, something's not happening for you right now. You've got to be able not just to go, well, you know, I should be grateful for what I have. That doesn't work as easy as going, oh my God, remember that thing that I craved so much and it's in my life? Like, oh, it just feels like I am visualizing all of the things that I have now, and from the craving point of where I've got them, that feels good. That feels amazing. Like, I know I am lucky, and I know how incredible it feels to get the things that you want and to manifest them into your life and to be able to sit there and feel in total and utter gratitude and love for the thing that you have. So take a moment after this podcast is finished. I invite you to think about the things that you craved and that you got. That will happen. So whatever you desire right now, it is coming your way. But while you sit in a lack of, while you sit in that mental struggle, you are literally causing a barrier to it. So pivot to that happiness, pivot to that central point of that, how good it felt when you got the keys to that house, how good it felt to hold your child for the first time, how good it felt when your partner said they loved you for the first time. Whatever it is, I want you to sit in that space and remember it and smile. Smile because it happened, smile because it's still with you, and feel good, even if it's just for 10 minutes today. It will literally spark you and make you glow inside and on the outside. So thank you again for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.